This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When he's angry.
Steiny would be very moody.
That'd be very chill,
depending on, like, could turn this off. Someone would bring up politics and Steiny would just be set off.
You get him an old-fashioned, he's sitting there, he's chilling. I know Steiny. I've hung out with him in those sort of elements.
The real question here is, what is sitting on the couch next to Joe Shasky like on Thanksgiving?
That's a great question.
Let's go on with questions. I'm that guy. I'm like to all my nephews, because like, what's up? What's up with school? What's new?
I'm out on that.
You got a girlfriend? What's going on?
Oh, I those are my least favorite family members. I have to give the life update to every single one of them.
Well, considering that I don't see you enough, I want to know what's cracking.
Yes, I want a life update on my family member, because that's what family does.
But giving that speech 17 different times?
This is why you have to sit down in a quiet room with your grandmother.
Yeah, we just get all out right there. I don't need to give the same speech 15 times to everybody in the family. Oh, yeah, I'm doing this. Yeah, I'm working on the game. Oh, yeah, you have to wake up at 3:30. Oh, yeah, what's that like? Blah, 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 blah.
What's it like working with Bonte Hill?
I avoid that.
I've had a transition point in my life the last 3 months, and I've had 9 different siblings all throughout the day check in on me constantly. Yes, it's exhausting to explain the situation multiple times, but you know what? You do it, because that's what's expected of you. All right.
There's this odd space when you get married, right? There's this odd space that my wife and I lived in for way too long. It's like, you guys ever going to have kids? What's going on? Like, that's when you get, like, peppered at by the aunts and uncles, where they're just like, it's like, all right, can you just back off? Like, just back off a little?
It's a lot. The expectation.
Are you guys going to get married?
Yeah.
You know, you'll be at that zone at some point, all of you. I don't know. Carter, are you married?
Engaged.
Engaged.
Oh, when are you getting married, bub?
April 19th.
Oh, it's
have you met her family at a holiday event?
Oh, yeah. We have Christmas down there. It's quite the party.
Where is she from?
Well, her mom lives in Arizona, and we were having Christmas down there. We've had
a
couple years, yeah. It's after Christmas, though, so it's kind of Three Kings Day, you know? But it's
no, I don't know about Three Kings Day.
Yeah, it's like, well, Three Kings Day is where they celebrate like a couple weeks, I think, after December 25th.
You'd be ashamed that you don't know Three
Kings usually Day. I'm on vacation mode at that time.
I know it's big in like Latin countries and Europe. They sometimes acknowledge that day instead, and it's Catholic, goes back to Catholic Church.
No, I didn't know that.
By the way, did you know, Joe Shasky?
What day is it?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Three Kings Day in 2025 is January 6th. That'll be a different holiday for some
people. You think Bonte knows about that day?
Whoa. Where are you going?
You can't go Jan 6.
There's so many layers.
I was talking about Three Kings
Day.
So I should have gotten in before that Jan 6 joke. You're right.
I thought you meant January 6th.
I think Bonte knows about that one, too, but no. I'm talking about Three Kings Day.
Gene.
Three Kings
Gene
Day.
Gene in Oakland, save us, for the love of God. He wants to talk about which host to have dinner with. What's going on, Gene?
What's up, Gene?
You're on the Morning Roast.
What up, dog?
Hey, guys. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, first off.
You too, bro.
Yeah, okay, so listen, to answer your question, and I want you to, don't take this wrong, but first of all, the guy I probably most want to hang out with would probably be Steiny, because I actually have hung out with him, with me and my wife, and him and his wife. And,
you guys have a lot of mutual interests, as being around the same age.
Yeah, that too, yeah, and he's very respectful and, you know, listened to my bloviating, you know, and didn't give me any trouble.
I love you, Gene. That was a joke.
Okay. You know, may not love me after I tell you who I probably least want to hang out with for all that time. That would be you, Joe, and it's because you're so passionate and so frenetic, and I'm assuming that's probably how you are when you watch a game.
Yeah.
I could probably deal with that for an hour or so, but yeah, much more than that. I think it'd be a little difficult. Once again, I don't mean that as a slam.
No, I get it.
You know.
Hey, Gene. You're a huge a huge 49ers guy. You love your Warriors. But the Niners right now. What's been the most disappointing aspect of this season for you when it comes to the 49ers?
Wow, that's a tough one. I mean, I attribute most of the problems this year to just injuries, and maybe starting off the season a little bummed out, maybe too tired, a little slow, and maybe that led to the injuries. So that's, you know, and I see it that way. I don't think this is the end of the road. I'm hoping everybody gets healthy and we take another shot next year. But, yeah, the rash of injuries has been one of the biggest disappointments for me.
There you go. That's Gene in Oakland. Appreciate it, Gene. 888-957-9570.
Lubman, what was the question you asked me in my ear while Gene was talking?
Yeah, so we were just asking, you know, what host would be the most fun or least fun to have over for dinner. But I'm kind of curious, if you could join one of the shows here at 95.7 for Thanksgiving, what would be the most fun show to have Thanksgiving with? This one, The Morning Roast, Steiny and Guru with Evan, or Willard and Dibs with Grandy and Lucas?
Well, it's interesting because you can kind of get a taste of that when the Doobie Awards happen with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky, and you could visit them over at the Laughing Monk. And you got to be going to, what is it, 95.7thegame.com? Is that what we're doing? You got to go there to reserve your spot because food is on the house. They got drinks. They got everything over at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. What is that, December 20th, Sam Lubman?
Correct.
There
Laughing
you go.
Monk and Sunnyvale.
So you can hang out with Bonte and Chasky there, and then you can let us know.
I would pick probably Steiny and Goo, and I would agree with the assessment of Steiny. Poor Gene, I was just telling a joke, and I thought it was funny.
Well, that was more of an insult to Steiny, not even Gene.
Yeah, that's what it
was. Saying
they're
the same age.
Exactly.
I think Gene is in the 70s, and Steiny, I think, just turned 60. So there you go.
But don't tell him that. But I would probably hang out with Steiny and Goo. Though Goo, I think Goo might just get up and leave and do the Irish goodbye in the middle of dinner. Am I wrong?
You guys are sleeping on the show. It starts at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday. You're chilling with Spadone. You're big chilling with me. We'll hang out. We'll talk about whatever you want. You want to talk sports? We can talk sports. You want to talk about whatever's going on in your personal life? We can talk about that. You want to talk about, I don't know, Puff Daddy? No, I'm not talking about that. You want to, though. Your face is lit up right there. The Diddy trials and everything, you're all locked in on that.
Well, it's funny how this year, in the year of our Lord, 2024.
Thank you.
Diddy and Drake going down for different reasons.
Let's put the disclaimer there.
DMX was right.
I mean, the downfall is near and is coming hard, but from Robin Sanbruno, was that for Drake? Was that for Diddy? Or was that for the San Francisco 49ers? 7-point dogs, by the way, in Buffalo right now, according to DraftKings. Damn. 7 points.
It's crazy.
Might be more, depending if Brock Purdy doesn't play or doesn't practice today. We'll see if he throws, if he has pain, if he doesn't. There's a lot still to happen when it comes to Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers as it pertains to his shoulder, Joe Shasky. But before we hit the break here, we got a couple minutes. You sent this in the chat, and this is a guy. Now, here's a guy that you hear. He comes up quite often. It's Colin Cowherd. And say what you will about him and his takes and where Colin was right and where Colin was wrong, which is where Colin was wrong almost every single week. This is what he had to say. Now, was this on the Volume Network on his podcast? I think that's where it was. But this is what he had to say in regards to the San Francisco 49ers and how they view themselves. Take a listen.
So psychologically, the Niners have never, ever been able to hoist a trophy. And so how the Niners view themselves and how the rest of us view the Niners are two different things. Here's how the rest of us view the Niners. The Kansas City Chiefs toy with you. Under Kyle Shanahan, they're 5-0 against you, 4 blowouts. You're not close to San Francisco. You're not close to Kansas City. 0-5, 4 double-digit losses. They're getting better, you're getting old and worse and expensive. They keep rebuilding the O-line, rebuilding the receiving core. Andy Reid, Mahomes in his prime. You got Brock Purdy and an old, expensive, brittle roster. It's not close. Now, Baltimore and Buffalo have superstar quarterbacks, so they still have a shot. And many of their best players in Baltimore and Buffalo are in their prime. But Brock Purdy in an aging roster, does that sound like you're on the precipice of a 9-year run?
And we kind of talked about this earlier, Joe Shasky, when I said the optimism level, like from 9 months ago to where we are now, it's night and day. Like, the outlook of this team, all of a sudden, it's looking like, well, they might be a fringe playoff team. If that's the case, you're going to get a 17th, 18th pick in the draft, whatever it is, 16, 17. You're going to be a higher mid-teens pick. So you're not going to get, you know, the most impactful player you can get at that point. You're probably not going to trade up. Maybe you trade back. You know, you got a huge contract to worry about potentially in Brock Purdy. What are you going to do with Deebo Samuel? What are you going to be doing with some of these older guys? Trent Williams, is he going to want to come back? George Kittle, like, it does seem like they're at an inflection point this offseason, whether to retool, rebuild, retinker, whatever you want to, what terminology you want to use, they got to do something here. whether it's with coordinators, whether it's with the front office. I don't know. It sure seems like they miss a Mike McDaniel, a D'Amico Ryans, a Robert Saleh, dare I say, an Adam Peters. Like, you're missing some of these people right now. And how does Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, how do they navigate it is going to be the massive question this offseason.
If I said to you, though, 1 year from now, I don't even have to say who the players are. The Niners were 8-4. Would that really surprise anyone?
At this point, kind of. I'd be kind of surprised.
Really?
I'm kind of down on where they're at right now.
You just saw the Minnesota Vikings come out of nowhere, and they're, what are they, 9-2 right now?
I mean,
I'm just asking.
That's true, but they also have Justin Jefferson, the best wide receiver in the NFL.
And the Niners still have some really premium good players. Nick Bosa, you know, still coveted by a lot of people.
Nick Bosa's not looking like Nick Bosa this year.
George Kittle's still a Hall of Famer.
George Kittle is, but he's looking like a Hall of Famer this year, and what does it amount to?
No, I know, but
I'm just saying.
The Vikings weren't very good the last couple of years, and I look up and I'm like, wow, they're really, really good. And so, no, me personally, you can disagree, but I would not be surprised if a year from now they're
8-4. That's a great example. Why are the Vikings good this year? The major point is who? Brian Flores and that defense, right? Yeah,
and they revamped it. And most people can't name that defense.
That's what I'm looking at with Kyle Shanahan right now. Like, they need.
Okay.
And he tried to his credit. I don't think a lot. I think a lot of people are mad because they pivoted to Nick Sorensen. It's like, that's the guy you went with over Steve Wilkes. They try to get Steve Spagnuolo. Even if it was, we think it's pie in the sky, he tried to reach out to get him. He tried to get Bill Belichick. He was trying to get some people in this building to help that defense. They just had to go to their third option, which was Nick Sorensen. And maybe they pivot off him another year in a row, and they try to get, I don't know, maybe Brian Flores is probably going to have like head coaching opportunities after this. Maybe you try to get a Mike Vrabel. I don't know. Something like that. Hell, Mike Vrabel went to the Browns, and I know the Browns, like, they're a dumpster fire. I get it. You don't think a Mike Vrabel could help this staff, though? They try to get Brandon Staley. I'm not a big fan of his, but it's not really working out. So I'm just looking at Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. They really got to find themselves within this front office, within this coaching staff, and reach it. Like, Brian Schneider, kick rocks, brother. This special team stinks. They've stunk throughout the entirety, it feels like, of the Kyle Shanahan tenure. They've never had special teams. Remove the special. They've just had teams back there. It's been offense, defense, and teams. It's been bad. We're up against it, Joe Shasky. We have one more segment before handing it off to Steiny and Goo. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport. We got Ask Your Butcher coming up. Thanksgiving special. Stu Gotts? We still got Stu Gotts? We'll see. You know what? We'll see. We got to... We want to hear from you. That's it. 888-957-9570. Morning Roast.
This is Adam in the City, and you're listening to the Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
I'm so fly. What they say. I mean, look at this jersey I'm wearing. I believe blue and gold here. NBA City Edition.
Big Timers was such a moment in time.
It was.
Shout out my boy Smiley. He's out there somewhere in San Diego.
Smiley Geach?
No, just Smiley. He used to drive around in his, I think he had a Charger. Maybe it was a Challenger. I forget which one. And he would blast Big Timers. That was the jam.
There you go. We're having a jam of a day right here. Spadoni in for Bonte alongside Joe Shasky. We got one more segment before handing it off to Steiny and Goo from 10 to 2, but we've been having a hell of a time. We talked every single team. It's not often you talk about Giants, you talk Warriors, you talk Niners. We've had it all today, Joe Shasky. It's kind of like a Thanksgiving show, if you will. We were just handing out everything, right? And hopefully we're joined by John Stugatz Wiener of the Dan Le Batard Show here shortly, talking about the book that he has now released as a pivot to find that. But you're a big fan of Stugatz.
I am. My personal record book, I believe, is what it's called.
Thank you.
He's been alongside Dan Le Batard for many, many, many years. And I'm listening to, they have this like best of podcast that they're working on right now because they've been doing it for 20 years. And I have a tremendous amount of respect. He was a program director, a radio host, and has been, you know, alongside Dan the entire time. And he's had to deal with, you know, Dan spreading his wings on television and then coming back to radio. And so there's something relatable about me and Stu Gotts having to deal with our co-host you know, being on TV every single day.
And Black Friday, obviously, this Friday. You can go find it right now. Stu Gotz' personal record book, The Real Winners and Losers in Sports. So hopefully we get him on the line here shortly. But until then, 888-957-9570 is the number. We were talking about 49ers. We've been talking about the Golden State Warriors. Huge trip. Well, not a trip, I should say, but a huge stretch coming up for them. Thunder tonight. We'll have that covered starting at 6 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game with Warriors Live. And then tip off at 7 with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. Take your calls after the game with Warriors. Wrap up. Joe Shasky. We're not four down territory here. Not yet. But I did want to get your thoughts on what Colin Cowherd was saying prior to this. We were talking about, you know, the expectations of the 49ers just after this season. And I'm looking at Brock Purdy, and I'm not doing the like-for-like comparison here. But I looked at what the Dolphins gave Tua last year in the contract that they dished out to him. And I just thought to myself, God, who are they bidding against? You know, and then I started thinking that more and more because you just can't help but look. And Stu Gotz obviously is based out of Miami, so we can get his thoughts on this as well when he joins us. But the concussions are obviously a concern. And my concern with Brock Purdy right now is we're dealing with the shoulder injury. So he's not the biggest guy. You know, he's going to have some wear and tear on his body more so than a guy like a Patrick Mahomes, than a Josh Allen, who've also had their injuries, obviously. But who are the 49ers bidding against next year, heading into these contract talks? Like, is it the Raiders? I don't see the Raiders paying him. Is it the Panthers? Maybe. Is it the Cleveland Browns? Won't they have all that money with Deshaun Watson? Like, I'm trying to find out who are they, you know, bidding against here when it comes to these Brock Purdy negotiations. And what is Brock Purdy's lawyer going to say, or lawyer, that's a little strong. What is his agent going to say, you know, to the 49ers brass and John Lynch and Parag when these negotiations start? What is his argument, Brock Purdy's camp, when they start doing these contract talks next year?
I mean, I think his argument is pretty simple. It's like, hey, like, I've been playing like an upper echelon quarterback and getting paid like a guy who's on the practice squad. You know, like that starts there. And then the question now becomes like, yeah, we acknowledge that and we understand you're dramatically underpaid. Now where? Like, where do you slot it? It's just interesting to me. Like, I'm looking at Lamar Jackson. And I don't think enough teams use this opportunity. Kirk Cousins was franchise tagged, and it was like it was a negative thing. And to me, it's like, no, all that money's guaranteed up front. Now, yeah, everyone wants the fully guaranteed $200 million contract, you know, multi-year. But in these types of situations, why are we in such a rush to get it right? Like, don't you want to get it right, not just be in a rush? Not just lock up, just be done with it? Right? It's like, no, I want to make sure that the price point is proper. And I want to also make sure that, you know, I've insulated myself as an organization so I'm not stuck with a bunch of debt money. So what ended up happening with Lamar is that they ran their course and then they eventually, he was going to be a free agent. They franchise tagged him and they placed an exclusive or non-exclusive tag on him, meaning anybody could have matched an offer, put an offer out there. The Ravens had the right to match. And if they didn't want to match, they get 2 first round draft picks. Now, you can extend Purdy a year early, or if you can't come to an agreement, just plays on the contract he's on, and then he would become a restricted free agent. After that, place the franchise tag on him again.
I'm not saying they're going to do this. We're having the conversation here. All right. So before everyone freaks out, oh, you can't do that. It's
not why?
No.
Why couldn't you?
I'm not. What do you think you could trade? Realistic. We were just talking about trading. What if you traded Brock Purdy? What do you think you could
get? I asked this question with Bosa, remember? And everyone thought I was crazy. And I was like, at the time, before he, when he was right up until he signed it, I was like, just out of a thought exercise.
Well, we did it because it happened with Khalil Mack in Oakland.
What did we think that Nick Bosa could net you?
Similar to Khalil Mack, which was 2 first round picks and a second round pick, and then was swapped in the second round and a third round pick, something like that. It was similar to that.
I'd be hard pressed. And this is going to sound absurd. I'd be really interested to see. I think it's a first rounder, maybe a third for Brock Purdy. Like, okay, let me ask you this. Is Tennessee offering you their top 10 pick to get Purdy and pay him?
I don't think so.
I don't either. Now, would they do a future? Probably, but why would you do a future pick? You want something that you can execute immediately. The Raiders. Are the Raiders surrendering a top five, top 10 pick for Brock Purdy? No.
No.
Right? So, like, do the exercise. Now, I don't weigh a first-round pick in the 20s the same way I do a top 10 one. Correct. So I need to be fair here. But what team drafting in the 20s is going to trade you that? Would the Steelers trade a late first-round pick for Brock Purdy?
That's an interesting one. The Steelers team, I don't know, depending on where the Saints finish this year, the Saints, like they're in a division where you can get a quarterback.
I don't even know who their coach is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, same with the Raiders. So a lot of these situations, you're going to have, I mean, how many head coaches are going to get fired or have been fired already?
Would Shane Steichen in Indianapolis trade a first-round pick, which would be probably teens and 20s, for Brock Purdy?
God, it sounds like a nightmare because you've already... You drafted Anthony Richardson knowing he's a project. Then you benched his ass, brought in Joe Flacco, who's 50 years old. He stunk it up. Then he pivoted back, and now you're punting altogether on Anthony Richardson. I mean, they haven't had a quarterback since Andrew Luck, and prior to that it was Peyton Manning for 50 years. Like, see where I'm getting at?
I do, and so I guess this goes back to supply and demand. Who are you? Like, honest to God, like, I like him, I want him, I want to keep him. But who are you negotiating with?
JC, San Jose, he wants to join in the conversation. What's going on, JC? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, guys, great show today. Just want to add on the 49ers. I know players are never going to go for this, but this year is snake bit, and this Brock Purdy conversation is exactly to my point. Just shut down. Don't bring back Dre. Do not give McCaffrey rest if you need to. This one game behind a very, very bad 3-4 team division we got going is going to be the end of us. You got to think about next year at this point. I hope all those three teams win before our game on Sunday. Because this whole one game thing is a carrot that's going to come back and bite us in the ass. Debo, I know you guys were talking about earlier, Debo is making business decisions because he knows this is his last year with the team, and he's trying to get a 2-year, $35 million contract with the Saints or the Panthers next year, which is fine. He's got to get his, but that's what's happening. And this team just doesn't have it this year. No point going all in and risking further injury to the guys. Just rebuild for next year. Give the young guys a chance.
Thanks, JC. That's JC in San Jose, 888-957-9570, the number.
Who are you bidding against, though? Like, honest to gosh, are you just trying to do right by him just to say that you've done right by him, Purdy? Like, because if that's the case, then, like, I understand that. I do, like, being underpaid. But it's not about, like, what you made prior. It's like, what are you going to do once we give you this money going forward, right? And so I'm just in no rush. Like, I was in a rush at one time. Now I'm not. I'm not in a rush. And that sounds harsh on Purdy. It's more just football.
Again, I'm very curious to see how this shoulder reacts. The guy's already had elbow surgery. He's not the biggest guy. He doesn't have the strongest arm in the NFL. What's his arm strength going to be the rest of the season? Is he going to play this Sunday? How's he going to look in some of these games? I get it. You don't play in the AFC North. You don't play in these cold weather situations a lot. But it could happen. You could be in an NFC where you have to travel to Green Bay. Or you could have to travel to, Chicago, if they end up being good. Someplace like that. That does weigh a little bit of a factor for me, because I saw a guy like a Peyton Manning, who's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, struggle in cold weather games. I'm not saying he's going to be Peyton Manning, but you're going to be paying him like he is a Peyton Manning going forward, and that's going to hinder what else you're going to do with the rest of the roster. So I just threw it out there. I think it's a fair question. I know you wanted to get...
Are people losing their minds over it?
Well, people just like to lose their minds about anything.
But
right now,
let's do the exercise. Jacksonville has a number one pick right now. Jacksonville's not taking a quarterback. They just paid Trevor Lawrence.
They're not paying.
We could argue about whether Trevor's good or not. I don't think he's very good.
You think Trent Baalke's going to survive as third coach?
Who knows? This guy's crazy.
This guy's like a cockroach.
The New York Giants. Are they drafting a quarterback or trading one of their picks, a future pick, for a quarterback?
It's going to be them and the Raiders taking either Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward.
Okay.
Like I'm locked in on that.
Raiders are three. Yes. Okay, so that's the other team. Yeah. New England, not taking a quarterback.
Drake May looks good.
Carolina, with the recent Bryce development, maybe they shouldn't take a quarterback. I like Bryce still.
I like Bryce Young as the backup for the 49ers going forward.
No, I would love to get him.
Yeah.
Tennessee, Are they trading their first round pick right now, the sixth pick, for Brock Purdy?
I don't think so. You know, it's going to be interesting. There's going to be a plethora of teams. If the Jags end up having that number one overall pick, a lot of teams are going to try to trade up that for Shador, Cam Ward, whoever they value more. It's going to be for one of those guys, and there's going to be start being a bidding war. But to that point, maybe a team on the outskirts that feels like they can't get up to that point says, you know what? Maybe it's easier for us to trade this pick and get Brock Purdy, who's already a proven commodity. Right. Maybe that happens.
Maybe. The Jets.
No, they're a dumpster fire. They're not a quarterback away. They're going to be going, they're going to pull a rebuild.
Cleveland, they just did a trade for a quarterback and gave up a ton of picks. I don't see them. Maybe I'm wrong, but him playing in that weather.
That Deshaun Watson contract
is going to scare them forever.
Oh, my God.
New Orleans. Now, New Orleans at 9.
That's interesting.
It is.
I'll think about that
Cincinnati,
one.
Cincinnati, no.
But the New Orleans, real quick, they're another team that maybe have stinks of a rebuild, too.
I agree. Cincinnati, no. They're at 10. Dallas, 11, no, because they both have quarterbacks. Chicago just drafted their quarterback. Indy at 13.
Maybe.
Like, do the math here. There aren't a lot of people bidding for Brock services.
No, Indy's interesting. It's interesting, the Midwest guy, he went to Iowa.
I like Indy for him.
I could see Brock Purdy being a huge deal in Indianapolis. Him and the Caitlin Clark commercials.
That's not bad.
Like that? Come on.
Miami, Tampa, they have quarterbacks. The Rams currently have a quarterback. Niners at 17. Arizona's got their quarterback. Atlanta's got two quarterbacks. Seattle, they will never trade with them, but
no.
I don't know what they're going to do. Washington has their quarterback. Houston has their quarterback. Denver has their quarterback. Chargers have their quarterback. Baltimore has theirs. Pittsburgh's is up in the air. That's why I brought them up. Green Bay has their quarterback. Minnesota's got multiple quarterbacks. Philly and Buffalo. And then Kansas City and Detroit. Again, we're talking about four teams.
It's
five teams, maybe.
It's pretty fascinating. 888-957-0570.
So who are you bidding against?
There you go. I just asked the question. We're asking the question right now. Do we want to do some four down territory?
Yeah.
Joshasky, do we want to do that? Are we ready for that, Carter?
Oh. When the stakes are high.
It's scary hours for teams out there playing the 49ers this year on Sundays.
And you need a play to be made.
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
You are in four down territory. The four biggest takes of the weekend on the Morning Roast.
Baby, that music does get me. Are you you're an NFC guy, so Fox is always the music for you. I was an AFC guy, so the CBS one. Sunday Night Football probably still has the best theme right now. Monday Night, obviously, but as far as what gets me most juiced, it's probably the Sunday Night Football theme. And we're going to be hearing that this Sunday night. And is Brandon Allen going to be the quarterback? Is it going to be Allen versus Allen? Josh Allen, Brandon Allen?
There's only one? Yeah, his name's Josh. It's a baller.
Well, there's two Josh Allens in the NFL, actually.
Yeah, the other one's a D end.
There you go.
Yeah, but there's only one that I acknowledge.
I'm just saying there's two. There you go. Number two. I missed
what
that.
What do
drop
we got,
there.
Sam?
Yeah, Sammy, what do we got?
I'm running out of energy.
No, you're not. You need your Thanksgiving meal.
I haven't eaten yet.
That's a problem.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Well, when you're ready to stop talking, I can go.
Jesus!
All right.
Wait. When you're ready to tell the radio host to stop talking, then we can go. Continue.
There we go. Let's hit the first down again.
First down.
All right, first down, guys. I'm trying to keep it a Thanksgiving theme for this one. So we all heard the term too many cooks in the kitchen. I see you looking for the turkey gobbler. So let's imagine Kyle Shanahan.
Unless
is
you're producing
you.
The roast, then there's no cooks in the kitchen. It's just, just two chefs that are trying to, you know, make things work impromptu. It's like quick fire challenges over here.
So Kyle Shanahan invites you into his kitchen and says, I need you to suggest a personnel decision for me to make. What's the suggestion that you're making to Kyle Shanahan?
Get Devondre Campbell off the field. I don't want to see him the rest of the year. If you have to cut the guy, so be it. Like, I'm not trying to be cruel. I need to see D-Winners play. He's going to make a lot of mistakes. That's fine. But at least I know there's some athleticism. He might separate someone from the ball. Devondre Campbell has been, like, the antithesis of a playmaker when it comes to defense. Teams are targeting him. He is the weak link. I would start there.
It's not a bad one. I would go with, this week, I'm not playing Brock Purdy. I'm just not playing him. His shoulder concerns me. Give him another week. If he feels better there, too many unknowns, and the weather scares the hell out of me this week. Brandon Allen, go out there. You can take your lick. Sorry, buddy. If Brock Purdy's the future of this team, I'm shutting him down this week.
I'm telling Shanahan to start Josh Dobbs on Sunday night.
Oh.
I don't want to see Brandon Allen anymore. I've had enough. Give me the Pastronaut. I want to see what Josh Dobbs could do. If anything, it would just be a more entertaining to watch offense. Give me something.
Hey, Josh Dobbs, come off
creative.
The bench, soaking wet, playing in Buffalo in a blizzard against a team coming off a bye.
There you go. No pressure.
Good God.
They might give up 50.
Oh my
Carter,
God.
What do you got?
Mine's easy. Give me more J.P. Mason carries. I really need a lot more J.P. Mason carries. I just McCaffrey had some flashes in the last game, which he didn't have in the previous ones, but I just need more.
He needs more. There you go.
Second down.
Oh. All right, guys. The 49ers, if they're basically a cooked turkey right now and their season's done, we need another team to root for. So if we're going to jump onto another team's bandwagon and root for that team.
Too early to do that?
No.
Okay, way to play along with the bit.
We're going. Keep going.
Let's. The question is, if we had to jump to another team and root for them to prevent the Chiefs from getting a three-peat, who are you rooting for the rest of the way, assuming the 49ers are a cooked turkey?
That's a good one. So you start going with teams that you don't view as threats to you emotionally as a fan, first and foremost. So you're not going with the Rams, you're not going to the Cardinals, you're not going to the Seahawks, you're not rooting for any of those teams. Some other teams that have pissed you off in the past, you're not going to. Come on, it's the Lions, right? Who doesn't like Dan Campbell?
I have no negative energy toward the Lions. If they won it all, I would actually feel happy for them.
Right, like that's a team that stunk for all of our lives. It's got to be Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions, especially if they beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, could you think of a crazier, like, and cooler Super Bowl for your first ever title? Beating a team that's trying to go three-peat, one of the greatest teams of all time, and Dan Campbell and Jared Goff get the job done.
But I don't want them to get that far, the Chiefs. That's why I'm going to pick the Bills and the Ravens. And, God, I can't believe I'm here with the Ravens because But I'm rooting for Lamar. I'm rooting for Josh Allen. I'm rooting for anyone not named Patrick
Mahomes.
That
would be cool. Or another team that has never won it, too, which is also the NFC, the Vikings. That would be a literal...
If Darnold won it all...
I'm sorry, I'm stealing everyone else's, right? But that'd be Jim Plunkett, a guy that was drafted top five overall.
Plunkett was the rookie of the year.
Yeah, but he stunk after
Darnold
that.
Darnold was never good.
Well, Darnold's good this year.
Yeah, no, but I
my comp is a guy that stunk in the first round as a quarterback, rehabbed his image, and you know what? Took a team and won the Super Bowl.
Fair enough.
There you go. That's it.
It's just the Plunkett story is one that hits home to me because
he was also a Heisman Trophy winner. He was
and a Stanford Indian, I believe, when they were the Indians.
There you go.
He was Rookie of the Year, and then they switched to an option offense, and that's why he just didn't.
And I feel some type of way of Eli.
That was the Boston Patriots.
Eli Manning's probably going to be first ballot Hall of Fame, which. I guess. Great. He beat the Patriots twice. I get it. New York Giants.
I kind of like Eli.
Jim Plunkett should be in the Hall of Fame. It's just
It's
a joke.
Seifert, Plunkett, all should be in.
Yes. Mike Shanahan.
Flores.
Too. Did you have an answer, by the way? You're not rooting for anyone?
I told you.
The Lions.
I go Detroit.
Okay.
And I will root for Minnesota to a degree. And then I'm also rooting for Tampa Bay. I'm not going to lie. I like Baker. And then the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills. I really want the Bills to win one.
You just took all of them right
very
there.
Short list. I'm going to keep it simple.
Anyone not named the Green Bay Packers and the Chiefs.
It's a good one. I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills. They've been knocking on the door for so long, and I do like Josh Allen. Honestly, I would love to see the kind of tailgating that Buffalo Bills fans would be doing at the Super Bowl.
None of them will be able to afford it.
I just want to see if they would take it up a notch for the Super Bowl. You know, stack five burning tables on top of each other and jump on them. Why not, you know? So, yeah, let's see what the Bills could do.
Mine's clear-cut. It's the Vikings for me. What the coaching staff in Minnesota has done is unbelievable. The expectation could not have been lower coming into the season. And it's just incredible.
All right, third down, baby.
Down.
It's crucial.
It's third down.
If it's the 49ers,
we might be able to get Tinelli to come do this now.
I mean, it's...
I should hit him up.
What is it, third and seven, third and eight, with what the Niners have been dealing with right now?
It's third and 22.
Oh, my God.
All right, so let's go run a...
Carter keeps false starting.
False start.
Two
yards. Right there. False start. Illegal formation.
So we got 17 yards to go, so let's do a 11-yard pass to Juwan Jennings. Third down, guys. Since dinner's tomorrow night, if you could invite one 49er player or coach over for dinner, who would it be, and what kind of reception would they get?
Ooh. Who am I inviting over? You know what? Maybe I'll go with the guy whose last name actually, you know, is going to be on the dinner table. It's Tabor Pepper, the long snapper. Let's go him, baby. You know what? Because I value when you're doing your job correctly, Tabor Pepper. I value you. I value the special teams. I value Jake Moody. Actually, it's a two-piece. Shout out, Turkey. I'm going Jake Moody and Tabor Pepper. That's who I'm taking.
Well, I have a complicated answer. I would invite Nick Sorensen over to quell our bellies afterwards because I think he's got the good stuff. I mean, he looks like he's burning the good stuff, doesn't he? But I would probably, the businessman in me, as I go into Bonte mode, invite Jed York over. Plead for a job. Try to get some sort of immunity in that sense. Try to get an interview.
I'm not a GM, even though I'd love to be one.
Absolutely. Try to basically do whatever I could to get as close to those pockets as I possibly can. So if I'm being real, it would probably be inviting Jed.
Will you tell Jed personally I said hi?
Not John Lynch, not Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan actually kind of stressed me out.
I do like that answer, though, for you, Chad. That's a thinking man's answer, though, Garland, for Jed
York.
You
always got to be thinking that. And somewhere Willard's punching air.
There you go.
Carter?
I think I'd invite Alden Smith over. I just think he looks like he was having fun back in the day. He was crushing beers. I'm in.
Oh, God. Oh, Sam, I'm not going to touch that.
It's going to sound like a boring answer, but you know what? I'm going to invite Brock Purdy over, mainly because, again, with this Thanksgiving being the first one without my grandpa, I want to have an evening that I feel like my grandma would enjoy the most, and I feel like Brock would be very endearing. I feel like she would really like having him there. He would help out with some of the dishes and stuff like that, and just be an overall pleasant person to have around, and I want to have a pleasant, enjoyable dinner, and I feel like Brock would be the most likely to provide that.
I feel like I can picture him now wearing the apron, wearing the rubber gloves, doing the dishes with a smile on his 100%. Face.
Grandma, like, oh, you're such jokes. A sweet boy, Brock. Thank you so much
Carter,
for your help.
You cheated. You picked like a Niner from yesteryear. If that's the case, I'm inviting Steve Young over.
Yeah.
Because I think Steve's the coolest.
Oh, if it's cool. Today Niner, then it's George Kittle.
Oh, okay. Good
that's,
call.
That's not bad.
I like that. And,
well, I guess
and
I know. How about a pass Niner?
Too.
Why not? Let's audible. Pass Niner.
That's all right. We're
Jim
done. Fourth down. I want to get to food with Butcher.
Fourth down.
Guys, what is the worst dish you could see on the table at Thanksgiving dinner?
The worst dish? Like any dishes in the history of dishes, or does it have to be Thanksgiving related?
Like anything. Like just if you see this on the table at Thanksgiving dinner, you're like, what are we doing here? Come on, get this off the table.
Good question. I'm not a picky eater, Joe Shasky. I'm usually pretty good about eating. Like I have weird things that I don't really like. Like a hot take for mine is I don't like salmon. I'm not a big salmon guy. I like whitefish. I like shellfish. I don't like salmon, but no one's really serving salmon at Thanksgiving. I don't like mushrooms either. So if there's any mushroom related thing, I know my dad always said, what kind of Italian are you? If you don't like mushrooms,
yeah.
I don't like mushrooms. So if there's any mushroom related thing on there, I'm out. I'm out.
Tony said that too.
Yeah. Honestly, like I'm a potpourri kind of a guy. Like give me it all. Right. Like, so I like the little panna cotta, you know, the little spinach squares. I like a little asparagus. I like the green beans when they got like the pancetta or the bacon
onions.
Over it.
Yeah, the crispy onions.
Yeah,
on
like
top.
I'll have a little bit of everything. The salad has to have candied walnuts in it. You know, like it's I gotta have the feta.
Oh,
you know,
like a sweet salad, like a raspberry vinaigrette.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Look, give me a little bit of everything. The whole point is to bloat out.
So if I gave you a salad but it didn't have the candied walnuts, would that be like, no, get it out of here?
Well, if you just gave me like, I would call it the super greens, like the arugula with the kale and all that, and it didn't have all the extras, the cheese and sliced carrots on it, yeah, I'd be out on that.
It's really easy to make a good salad. Get those, any kind of green you want.
Exactly.
A little balsamic, some shaved
grape
Parmesan.
Tomatoes.
Some sure.
Love the grape tomatoes.
Or if you just want to go simple. A little Parmesan, a little balsamic,
yeah.
You're good. There you go. Toss it up.
The Greek cheese is so good.
Oh, feta? Oh, God. Have you ever been to Greece and had it? They're just huge.
I've never been anywhere.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
For me, this might be controversial. Get the ham off my table. I do not want ham at my Thanksgiving dinner. That is a Christmas food. It's a Christmas meat. Thanksgiving, it's called Turkey Day. Not Pig Day. Turkey Day. Turkey is the meat that is served. I do not want ham at my Thanksgiving table. We have that for next month.
What
that's
did the
you
ham
get the ham.
Do to you?
Nothing. It's just that's not ham's place. Ham does not belong at Thanksgiving. Ham could be for any other holiday, not Thanksgiving. That is just my stance. I am sticking to it.
Love
so you're
good
telling me
ham, spiral ham.
So Sam does not like green eggs and ham. Sam, I am.
Only on Thanksgiving.
Come on, Dr. Seuss. No one. I'm giving myself a 5 for that. Come on, you guys suck.
That choke was all right in a house. It was
Carter,
all right.
Finish it up. We'll go back to our food.
Saying no to a ham is criminal. honestly, it's easy for me. It's the Jell-O salad. Like, bye.
Who
we don't
makes
need that.
That? Is that from the 1960s?
I don't know. I've seen it. It's just disgusting.
I've seen it. No, you've never seen that.
My mom used to make it back in the day.
Legends.
And I told her,
it.
I was like, this is gross. This has got to end. And it ended, thank God.
Just like this segment. It's ending. Thank God. 95.7 The Game. And we're not on an air show. I'm just kidding, Sam. I'm just kidding.
No, hey, I get it. People want ham at their Thanksgiving. I'm not partaking.
That's it's fine, just... but you just... I can never say no to any kind of meat, really.
Give me the
big meat guy.
Pause,
meat.
Dog.
Are you a meat guy?
I'm an Ask Your Butcher kind of guy is what I am.
Let's go.
Carter. Do you have that up? Right there, it's in green and black, or green and white on the top.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
This is a tasty burger.
Yeah, just keep it coming, please.
Let me just sit here and enjoy the one thing that makes me a little bit happy. This fresh, delicious, tasty, meaty, turkey-filled, cold-cut combo.
Will somebody get the kid a Happy Meal?
Hey, come and get your Brahma cuts. It's the time to Ask Your Butcher with the Joe Shasky on 957 The Game.
All right, boys. It's my favorite time of the year. It's food time. Thanksgiving, baby. We're going to start this off and have fun. I'm going to give everyone time. Ask me anything food related. All right. I was a butcher for many, 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 many years. All right. Worked in, owned, operated grocery stores, butcher shops, etc. This is my wheelhouse. AMA. Ask me anything. 888-957-9570. Whatever you want. Where do you go to get the best turkey, etc. I'm going to start it off by doing something fun. I saved this for Stu Gatz.
Real quick, Joe Shasky, I'm going to do an audible here. Shout out Thanksgiving and football. I'm just going to tie Fast Five into this right now and do all the reads. And I'm going to do that. I'm making the executive decision to do that. Sam's looking at me. Is that even legal? I'm making it legal, baby. Because it's time for the Xfinity Fast Five Butcher Edition, where we give our final thoughts on the show and Thanksgiving. Brought to you by the Next Generation 10G Network, only from Xfinity. The future starts now. Leave the bed, pot it back up. It's fine. This is what we're doing. All right? Did you just turn off the bed? Why'd you do that? There you go. Pot it back up. That's all right. It's all right. Keep it down.
You threw us for a loop there with that audible, not going to lie.
I'm not hitting the Fast Five. I'm just tying it all together. And then
That's why Shanahan doesn't let his quarterbacks audible.
It's all right. Well, you know what? Shanahan maybe needs to let quarterbacks audible. Continue, Joe Shasky.
All right. So in honor of Stu Gatz, all right, he plays a game where he goes, you know, athletes whose last names connote a certain holiday, for example. Well, these last names connote Thanksgiving. Are you ready for this?
Denote. You saying connote?
Denote, whatever.
Yeah.
Make me think of. All right, I'll start here. We're going to go local. Big Bird, Kevin Rastani.
Not bad.
USF legend, Reardon High. Let's go. How about this one? The Goose. Tony Siragusa.
Damn, R.I.P.
Alex Corn on the Cob.
That's a good one. Hold on, I need my Bonte Hill Alex Cobb drop. I have it right here.
Alex Cobb, Eli Apple Pie.
Not bad.
Tim Smoked Salmon.
Well, you can't have your salmon without the Mike Trout.
Now that's what I'm. Now you're playing the game. Now you're playing the game. Let's go to the dessert area. But before that, I had to have some greens. How about some Mean Joe green beans?
Oh, God.
Come on, that's funny. You got to have an Arnold Palmer, don't you?
Dude.
No Draymond green beans?
Hey, that's not bad.
That one packs a punch.
Yeah, it does pack some punch behind it. You hate to go Hawaiian.
It's always a fun meal.
Yeah. Arnold Palmer is so next level. You don't even have to have it. Like, that's just his name.
It's great.
You just see your name as a drink. It's like John Daly.
What turkey doesn't have Eric Cranberry sauce? Speaking of sauce, Sauce Gardner.
Yes.
But let's also not forget William Perry, because you're going to need the refrigerator for Thanksgiving. Come on, you like that. You like that. Now we go to the dessert, and this is where it gets fun. Kevin Herter, Red Velvet.
Red Velvet cake's overrated a little bit. It doesn't really do anything. Like, you look at it, it looks cool, but it's whatever. I know that's one of Sam's favorites, though. He has told me in the past.
Red Velvet guy.
Yeah. Don't forget about, gotta have a little Jason Williams on your table. Little white chocolate.
And you can't have white chocolate without Mark Henry, the world's strongest man. WWE. Sexual chocolate.
Mark Somewhere, someone's saying, what about sweetness? Walter Payton.
Love that. The Mark Henry voice.
Do we have any texts, questions?
888-957-9570. Jerry Fried Rice?
Jerry fried rice is great.
Well, guys, you just heard
that
my...
That is so good. That is so good.
Like, and I'm also wearing a jersey. What's the back of this jersey say?
Steph Curry.
There you go. Come
I don't on. Really like curry, though.
What about curried rice?
Curry and rice together?
You don't like curry?
That's it, a good combo me an upset right stomach.
You're not having a good curry, then. You need to have, like, legit, like authentic, if it's Japanese, okay. if it's Indian. There's a lot of good curry out there.
In Ireland, they do a lot of curry fries.
Yes, exactly.
It's huge.
Yeah. Carter. You're looking like you have something to say.
Did you like
Darvin Honey Baked Ham? Is
oh,
pretty
God,
good too.
No.
Which one? I do not Darvin want honey a Darvin Ham.
Darvin Honey Baked Ham!
No, he's Darvin.
Mia Ham.
He's Darvin Scam. Until further notice.
Did you like that? Athletes whose names make you think of Thanksgiving?
That's good. That's good. What else do you got?
Well, basically, if you're going to go out there, everyone's looking for good turkey and all that stuff. Like, I think Willie Bird makes the best of the raw turkeys that you would cook yourself. It's up in Petaluma.
Okay.
Beagle is the guy's name who kind of runs the farm. Willie Birds are outstanding. Diesel does a good job on their turkeys over the years. I mean, you just, if you're gonna do the turkey thing, take your time.
And also, please don't be stupid. The amount of videos I see with the deep fried turkey and
oh
people not knowing what they're doing.
It's the worst.
Jesus.
Actually, you know what? I'll, on that note, I'll ask my butcher a question. What is like the proper way to deep fry a turkey? Because I've never actually done it. It seems like a risky thing to do. Like, what is like the proper process?
Well, the proper process is A, making sure wherever you're deep frying in, you have an area with cement around
Correct.
It and not wood so you don't catch fire. Number two, don't overfill the oil, because if you put the oil in and then you stick a frozen turkey, which is what idiots do, right into a vat filled to the brim of oil, you're going to have overspill.
Think of putting ice cubes in an already huge contained bottle of water or a cup of water, and it overflows when you put it in there.
I personally, whether it's completely frozen turkey, but most are going to be chilled, so they're going to be kind of hard on the outside, leave it out for 24 hours in the sink. Like, you got to let that thing get room tempy. Otherwise, the breast and the thighs on the inside are never going to be able to cook. And so before you do that, boom, pop it in there. And then the number two thing is, I mean, if you do the fried turkey thing, you're never going to look at turkey the same.
No.
Fried turkey is off the hook.
It's off the hook. And then you can brine your turkey, too.
You're My kinda... mom has this thing with Sprite.
Yeah.
She likes to brine it with Sprite. Yeah. It's really good. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
it fried chicken is off the hook.
I do for my brisket. I'll brine it or cook it also into like soda, like Coca-Cola, and it's phenomenal.
I want to know. I always drive past these places and wonder who actually buys them and prepares them. You ever drive past KFC and Popeyes during Thanksgiving time? They have turkeys that have their KFC seasoning all on
it.
And they have Popeyes with the Popeyes seasoning all over it. How they season their chicken, but it's
only
on turkey. Yeah, but. But it's not cooked already. Like, you have to go and, like, they give it to you, but you still have to cook it and stuff like that. I wonder if it's any good is all I'm wondering. I'm just wondering if anyone's done that. 888-957-9570.
There is something to be said for, because we do it up the Russian River, like going and having it three quarters prepared by a specific supermarket or whatever and then just reheating everything. It just makes it more fun and nobody feels the burden of having to cook for 8 hours for a bunch of ungrateful people who are like, where's the food? I'm starving.
Right.
We ate all of the charcuterie and crackers.
You got to have the chips and salsa out there for the apps. You got to have the chips and salsa. You got to have the chips and guacamole.
Also, you have to have the athletic competition amongst family at some point during the middle of the day.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Somebody's got to get dunked on. Someone's got to get mossed. Somebody's got to get struck out. Something's got to happen competition-wise, which lowers the self-esteem of one of your cousins.
I'm taking a nap is what I'm doing. I'm not moving at all.
What is the greatest Thanksgiving movie of all time?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, probably.
That's the only
one I can think of that is Thanksgiving Day related.
One last food name, guys. I can't believe you missed this. Friend of the show, Cedric Cornbread.
That's a good one.
Put that on the list.
I'm a cornbread guy.
Love cornbread.
I do. People use it all the time with like soups or chili and stuff like that. It's always sweet to me. So I think of it as a dessert almost. I like the end I eat my cornbread. Or I have it with like a nice glass of milk. I don't like it just with like a bunch of the hearty stuff already on top of it. That's just me though.
Gravy or no gravy?
No, gravy on everything.
Gravy on everything, yeah.
Come on.
Look at Carter.
What are we
gravy
doing?
On anything. We used to love having Dungeness crab. For Thanksgiving, that was like a big thing.
That was your guys' like unique kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you got to eat. Like, come on, man, that's a San Francisco thing.
There you go.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm truly grateful that you guys are our audience. We love you. Please be safe with your family. Don't do anything dumb tonight. Don't drink and drive. Just get an Uber. Like, seriously, it's not worth it.
Yep. And that's Ask Your Butcher, and also Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Have a good week, everybody.